Sometimes, if you listen really hard, you can almost hear it.
Our first ever instant star is...
Durant girl, you're the real thing.
That moment your life changes.
It's about a girl who is just about to fly off and see the world.
Forever.
Jude Harrison!
Hello and welcome to The Breakdown, an Instant Star Rewatch podcast. We are back for 2024 and today we are recapping Instant Star episode 11 of season 2, Mother's Little Helper. As always, I'm joined by my beautiful co-host Sam.
And I'm here with the ever lovely Chloe.
And we are ready to eventually wrap up season 2, which seems to have been taking forever. But I love this episode so much.
Yes.
I got really emotional watching it this time round. Original air date, April 28th, 2006. Oh my god, that was so long ago.
That's like another lifetime ago.
Yeah. I'm just a completely different human from back in 2006.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Well, like, okay, so personal information, but I really am a new person now. I'm an aunt now.
Yeah.
So it's like I never even thought.
Yeah, we've changed so much. Like, we've known each other since then, even if we hadn't met at that point, but we've changed so much since then.
That's crazy.
Like, I'm married now. Like, we're all sharing personal information. Like, I saw that happening. Crazy. So the synopsis is, throw in Jude and Tommy working together, plus Victoria putting the house up for sale, and you get one Sadie who's addicted to shopping using her sister's money. What was your synopsis?
Sadie and Jude's latest feud is interrupted when they find out Mom is selling their childhood home. Jude's sure it's Mom's new boyfriend, Don, that influence and leaves his time with boy next door, Jamie.
Jamie wasn't even mentioned in my synopsis.
No! And I'm like, he wasn't even really there?
No, I guess we'll get to Jamie, because I actually really liked him in this episode.
Yeah.
Like, Jamie redeems himself towards the back half of season 2 and definitely in the later seasons.
Yes.
He's no longer the boy next door who, well, at the moment he's no longer the boy next door who's in love with Jude.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into the recap. So we open with Jude and Tommy, who are just hanging out in the freezing cold, writing a new song together in the alleyway. Like, I guess when creativity hits, you just write songs anywhere.
Yes.
And sparks are definitely flying, that's for sure. While inside at G Major, Liam is trying to hire new receptionists, but can't seem to find anyone decent. Sadie arrives to pick Jude up and catches Jude and Tommy in the alley and is not happy about it. Before Jude can even explain what was going on, they get home and they realize their mum has put their family home up for sale. Victoria tries to reassure Jude and Sadie that she isn't selling the house, she's just testing the market, whatever that means.
Yeah.
And Don tries to smooth things over without much success. Jude goes back to G Major, where SME are getting ready to record for her album. And they're pissed to learn that Tommy is producing them again instead of Quest. Back at Jude's house, Sadie and their mum are clearing up from the open house they just had, and Victoria lets it slip that she thinks Don is going to propose that night. Jude's mum explains that she's always felt like mostly a mum for years, and now she's able to do things just for her. We will deep dive into this in a second, because WTF. SME let Tommy know very clearly that they don't like him being their producer, which Tommy is not happy about. SME decide to prank Tommy later that night in retaliation. We then go back to Jude, who's trying to finish her song in one of the recording rooms, and Quest comes in. He lets her know that he doesn't begrudge her for wanting to work with Tommy again, and he lets her know that they just don't have any beef between them. Quest is so nice.
Yes.
Jude then gets a text from Sadie letting her know that their mum and Don are engaged. And we see Sadie shopping her blues away after the engagement announcement. Jude and her mum fight about Don and selling the house, so Jude decides to pack a suitcase and leave. Such a dramatic thing to do at 17.
Yes.
Jamie finds Jude fleeing the house, and they spend the night at the recording space together with Sadie, who comes to let them know their mum is officially engaged, and they all spend the night there instead of going home. Meanwhile, in G major, SME break in to prank Tommy. The next day, Jude is buying coffee for her, Jamie, and Sadie, but her credit card gets declined. Jude phones the credit card company, and Sadie realizes that their mum isn't home and some of her things are missing. They call their dad to help fix things. Darius comes to G major and finds out about the prank, thinking that Tommy did it. Tommy and helps Darius to see who really pranked him. Meanwhile, Sadie meets her mum and Don and realizes they already got married, like 24 hours after they got engaged. Jude's mum lets it slip that they're about to head off to Rome for their honeymoon. Meanwhile, SME go to G major to record and come across Tommy, who's getting arrested for killing Darius, until they realise it's a prank. Jude's dad discovers that Jude has about $10,000 owing on her credit card when Sadie bursts in and tells everyone that their mum has gone and an agent will be coming to sell the house. Jude assumes that her mum took her money, having no idea that it's actually Sadie. Jude leaves to play her performance with Speed, but when she gets there, she asks if she can just play by herself. She plays her new song, How Strong Do You Think I Am, and heads home before anyone can talk to her. Jude's dad decides to move into their house, and Sadie confesses to him that she is the one who's been spending Jude's money. He says that she has to tell Jude, so she decides to return some of the clothes that she bought to try and make up some of the money, and eventually tells Jude the truth, which Jude doesn't even respond to. The episode ends with Sadie asking Liam to hire her as the G major receptionist, and Jude's dad is making plans to buy the family home. Sadie comes home with breakfast things for her and Jude, and Jude confides in her that she found a letter in the mailbox from her mum, and her and Sadie make up. What an episode. Like,
yes.
I feel like 210, which neither of us particularly liked, this one is just off the charts compared to that.
Yes.
What were your initial thoughts on the episode?
I've always been a fan of this episode. I feel like this... Honestly, I feel like this could have been like the deep dive of the season.
Yep.
Because there's so much to unpack. But it's just, I mean, from the get-go, pulling up and seeing the for sale sign, you're like, oh shit.
Yep.
It's about to hit the fan.
Yeah, I feel like 209, 211, 212, and 213 are the four best episodes of the season.
Yes.
Like, we just forget and that I'm 210 gonna... happens.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm not a huge fan of season two. I mean, it's I like all the seasons. I don't dislike any of them, but season two is probably like I normally skip it in my rewatches just because I'm like I watch those four episodes and that's about it because I'm just like everything else I'm like
I don't know. I feel like the beginning of season two was off with a bang. Like it was such a shift from season one, but then it gets a bit meh in the middle, and then the end of season two was really good as well. Yeah. Let's go from the top. I mean, Sadie is pissed that... Well, why is Sadie pissed at Jude and Tommy? Is she pissed because they're working together again? Or is she pissed because she knows there's chemistry there? And I get that he's her ex-boyfriend, but...
I think Sadie's just pissed. And it's coming out on Jude and Tommy.
Yeah. It seems, I don't want to say it's an overreaction because
I
don't know how I'd feel if my ex-boyfriend was working with my sister. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I guess Sadie's always known that there's something between them. Which makes me wonder why she ever bothered to date him. Because,
well, and we also got to remember, we never saw the Jude and Sadie breakup.
No.
We don't know what was said. I mean, we know the undertones.
Yeah.
But we don't know what was said or anything like that.
Yeah, but I agree with you how Sadie's been pretty pissed off this whole season. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I think she's always bared the brunt of all of her family problems. Like, even in season one, she knew their dad was cheating before anyone else did.
Yeah.
Like, she's always been the one who's known about family things before everyone else does.
And I think one of the reasons why, the more I think about it, and, you know, as we'll be watching it, I'm starting to realize Sadie's actually my favorite character. Yeah. But I think it's because Sadie's an older sister. And at least for me, being an older sister, no, I don't have a younger sister. I have a little brother. But I would do anything and everything to keep him safe, to protect him. If he gets hurt, I get hurt. And whoever hurts him, they have hell coming.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm an older sister too.
And so Sadie takes a lot of that brunt from Jude. But also on the opposite hand, there's been times where I've looked at my little brother and I'm like, I'm a little jealous. You know, I mean, he was book smart. I wasn't necessarily book smart in school. He was social. I wasn't social. And so I think it ties a lot into that, too.
Yeah, agreed. It's, I don't know. I'd say he was never one of my favorite characters, but now I'm watching it back as a, you know, full-grown adult. I relate to Sadie a lot more.
Yeah.
100%. Their mum, on the other hand, like, the way she says, oh, I'm not selling the house, I'm just testing the market. I feel like they just character assassinated Victoria in this episode because they knew they were writing her out of the show.
Yeah.
They just went nuts with her.
They're like, how bad can we make her?
Yeah. And I'd love to know the backstory behind, like, did the actress just want to leave? Or did they realize there wasn't much more storyline left for Victoria? I'd love to know what, like, why they wrote her out in the first place.
Why?
Because it just seemed, just the way they assassinated the character in this episode, I'm like, she's never been the best mum, but
she's never been straight up horrible.
Just abandons her children, like,
yeah,
that's heavy.
Yeah.
Just...
And I mean, and she does it so brutally.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, she says she's not selling the house. She's just testing the market. But then she does just abandon her daughters to sort the mess of the house out. It's just insane.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she's clearing up the house with Sadie and she says, you know, I felt like mostly a mum for years and now I can do things just for me. I literally wrote, oh my God.
Oh my God, yes. I'm like, I'm sorry, that's what happens when you become a mom. You are a mom.
Yeah, I actually wrote, I always got the impression she was a good mom, so this seems so out of character.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they'd been building up to this, fine, but I feel like they haven't been.
Mm-mm.
And also, how long have her and Don been dating? What's the time?
Right!
You know, what's the amount of time here? I can't remember when he came onto the scene.
He hasn't been around very long.
No. Are we talking 6 months?
Maybe?
I feel like generally each season of Instant Star is about 12 months of Jude's life, roughly.
Yeah.
Like 9 to 12 months. But, yeah, I don't know. It's so out of character.
Mm.
Also, like, I just don't like Don. I know we haven't got to see his character develop, but he's just... He gives me the ick.
Yes.
But then for some light comedic humour, SME performed that hilarious song about Tommy.
I love that song.
It's so funny. Like,
I'm like, that song should have been on the soundtrack just because.
Yeah, like Tyler Kite, I just love him so much.
Yes.
I'd love to know what happened to him. He's really not on any socials or anything.
Mm-mm. He just kind of disappeared. Yeah. I know he did. He did the Degrassi intro or outro for like a couple of seasons. But then he just kind of disappeared.
Yeah, if anyone knows where he is, we'd love to chat to him.
Yes.
I like how Quest lets Jude know there's no bad blood between them. Not that. Mm-hmm. Like, he just understands why she wants to work with Tommy. He literally says he's your home base, which even, like, everyone can see that Jude and Tommy need to work together.
Yeah.
Then we see Sadie shopping her blues away. Is this the first we've seen of her excess shopping and using Jude's money? What confused me is that the credit card says Sadie Harrison, if you look at it closely.
I've always got the impression that Sadie... Well, I mean, we know from season one, when Yvette gave her that necklace, that it was a... She was working to save up for that necklace.
Yeah.
So we knew it cost probably a pretty penny. And we knew that she was in a sorority, and sororities aren't cheap. You have dues and all that. So I always got the impression that she liked the money. But, I mean, this is the first time that we've actually, like, seen her go completely overboard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Again, it seems like it would have been smoother to build up to this all season, like little shots every few episodes of Sadie doing this, because now it just seems like, whoa, where is this coming from?
Yeah, it made it seem like she spent $10,000 in one episode. I'm like, that's not humanly possible.
Yeah, yeah. And the credit card said Sadie Harrison's, that's why I was confused. Unless she somehow managed to move Jude's money across to her account or something. But I understand shopping your blues away. It's easy to do for sure.
Yes.
And then the scene with Jude and her mum fighting, like, this breaks my heart. Like, Jude just wants to connect with her mum, and her mum just not just wants to not be a mom anymore. Like, this killed me.
At that point, Victoria has just, like, checked out. Not of just Jude's life, but of Sadie's life, of her home life, of everything but her life and of Don's life. And I'm like...
But it's like her daughter was standing by the front door with a suitcase that she'd packed and...
literally begging, saying, love me.
Yeah, and you're...
Pay attention to me.
You're basically saying you're being dramatic and you let your daughter leave the house. Like, ugh. Mother of the Year award. Not.
Oh, yeah.
And then, of course, Jamie finds Jude fleeing the house and they go to the recording space together. I love this Jude and Jamie scene. It feels like we haven't had their actual friendship for so long.
Mm-hmm.
So nice to see them like they were in season one as friends.
Yes.
And then I like that Sadie joins them as well. It just felt like the good old days of season one.
Yeah.
Next scene where they're buying coffee the next day and Sadie says buy an espresso machine, like they're buying takeaway coffees and muffins, and then Sadie says, oh yeah, and just buy the espresso machine as well. What?
Yeah,
like perhaps if they hadn't tried to buy that, the credit card wouldn't have been declined. Just kills me.
What I like about those scenes is it almost alludes to the fact that it wasn't always Jude and Jamie and then Sadie. That at some point in time it was Jude, Jamie, and Sadie.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
They probably all grew up together as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because Sadie's only, what, a year and a half older than them?
Yeah. Well, in season one, she said I'm 9. She said I'm 19, or I think she said I'm 19.
I think she's 18, and Jude. So she's like 3 years older, 2.5, 3 years older than him. So yeah, I mean, they all
have that like
grew up
history together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, and then we get to the prank. Well, sorry, we get to the SME prank on Tommy. And I love that Tommy's just like, obviously I didn't do this. Like, this prank is no way good enough to be my kind of prank. And then they pull a prank on SME. Oh my God. When I first saw this episode, I was like, what is going on?
I know.
So good.
Yes.
Like, the level of detail is just... oh. Yeah, such a good scene.
And I'm just like, how many people does Darius know to have, like, extra cops involved?
Yeah, amazing. And then Sadie goes to meet her mom and Don and realizes they already got married, which, just by the way, I'm from the UK, and to get married in the UK, you have to give 12 months notice. Like, you can't just get married the next day. Yeah, it's insane.
See, you can do that here. You can, like, go down to the courthouse and... I think you have to wait, like 24 hours or something.
Yeah. Even in Australia, where I am, I think you have to give a month's notes. Like, you have to submit all the paperwork, I think, a month in advance. So, yeah, I was just like, wow, 24 hours afterwards, it's insane. And then Sadie realizes that they're going off to Rome for their honeymoon. And her mum's like, you know, you're both adults now.
Jude is 16.
Yeah, I mean.
I was not an adult at 16. I thought I was, but I was not.
Yeah, like the writers are just deliberately sabotaging Victoria, knowing that she wasn't coming back.
Yeah.
Like. I feel like it would have been nicer to write her out in a nicer way, but I don't know how they would have been able to do that.
Right.
It wouldn't have been as dramatic, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jude discovers she has about 10 grand owing on her credit card, And then Sadie interrupts and tells everyone that their mum has gone and the house is being sold. I find it interesting that Jude assumes her mum took her money. Like, I don't know why she would suddenly come to that conclusion.
Yeah, I mean, and like that, I don't understand why she automatically went there, but at the same time, that absolutely broke my heart.
Yeah, to just automatically assume your mother took 10 grand of your money.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that Jamie is helping Jude out during the crisis, like making soup and just being there for Jude.
Mm-hmm.
Now that he's with Patsy, he's not trying to get Jude's attention romantically, so they can just be friends.
Yeah. For as much as I don't like Jamie, I love Jamie the friend.
Yes.
Like, they have such a pure and innocent and sweet friendship, but it's when all the other shit comes in that I want to shove him into the middle of traffic.
Yeah, I like grown-up Jamie. Jamie gets better as the seasons go on.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get Jude's How Strong Do You Think I Am performance, which to me, I guess we'll talk about it in the song review, but this is the best performance of season two visually, I think.
Yes.
And one of my favourite songs.
Yes.
So good. And then Jude's dad moves into the house and Sadie tells him that she's been spending Jude's money. So she tries to return some of the clothes. I'm like, what did you spend 10 grand on? Returning three,
yeah.
three t-shirts is probably not going to help. And then she eventually tells Jude and, you know, Jude doesn't respond. What are your thoughts on Sadie spending Jude's money? I mean, it's kind of bold to do.
Yeah. It's bold and it's cruel. And I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not in the mental health field. But I don't wonder if Sadie doesn't have something sometimes.
Yeah. Well, she's always she's always wanted to be in the spotlight and never has, but Jude has, so.
Yeah, and so I think some of it was jealousy. And like we were saying earlier, you know, she's been so just pissed off this season.
Yeah.
That she's like, well, Jude has this, and I don't.
And she even says to her dad, like, Jude has so much, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sad.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see her get a job as the G major receptionist, which I love.
Yes.
I also love her and Liam's chemistry. Like, I wish this had been explored more.
Yes. Even though Liam's a creep.
He is, but somehow it works with him and Sadie.
Yes.
And then, obviously, the episode ends with her and Sadie making up, and Jude lets her know that there was a letter in the mailbox from her mum for Jude. I love that her and Sadie make up, but it breaks my heart that Jude and her mum never get a resolution.
I know.
Like, that hit me really hard watching it as a grown-up, because my mum is like my best friend, and
yes,
even though we live literally the other side of the world from each other now, I can't ever imagine having such a huge fight that we never make up.
Like, when we found out about season four being, you know, the end, I was like, maybe somehow they'll figure out a way to bring Victoria back. At least to apologize or do something. Explain herself. Yeah,
like a phone call or a text or something.
Yes, anything. I was so disappointed that we never got that.
Yeah. It's like, It's literally like her mom abandoned them, but particularly Jude because they never got any kind of closure. Ugh.
Well, it's like you said, I mean, my mom is literally my best friend. I could not ever imagine having, I can't imagine abandoning her. I can't imagine her abandoning me. And I put my mom through some shit.
Same. Sorry, mom.
I mean, I really put my mom through the ringer. But at the end of the day, we have always been there for each other. We haven't always liked each other, but we've always been there.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like Instant Star did a pretty good job of not leaving too many open-ended stories, but this is the one that bugs me.
Yes.
Big time.
Like,
there could have been a way to wrap this up better.
Yeah.
I don't know. But that was the episode. What did you think the theme was?
I put down family and disappointment.
Yeah, that's a good one. I had adulthood slash responsibilities. Like, Victoria isn't acting like an adult. To her, Jude and Sadie are adults, according to her. And then Jude's dad moving in and kind of saving the day is the most grown-up thing that anybody did all episode. Like, Stuart gets his redemption by doing this. Like,
yes.
After the cheating in season one, he gets his redemption.
Yes.
Let's get into our likes and dislikes. What were your likes?
My likes. Sadie coming clean about the money. The pranks. Stuart coming home after Victoria left. Sadie returning what she could and getting a job at G Major to pay Jude back. The loft scene with the three of them. The how strong do you think I am performance.
Yeah. You can tell how much we like an episode by the amount of likes we have.
Yes.
I had, I loved SME in this episode. They added comedic humor to a very heavy episode.
Yes.
I love Jude and Jamie. Like, I just love them as friends. It just really works. And the pranks, because I forgot the pranks were in this episode until they came on.
I did too!
So good. What were your dislikes?
All the fighting and lying. The Victoria and Dawn engagement marriage. I just put down Victoria.
Yeah, one of my dislikes was just Victoria.
And then the Sadie stealing from Jude.
Yeah, I just had Victoria as a whole dislike, and that her and Jude never get to make up, which sucks.
Yeah.
What was your chemistry, Cam?
The first scene.
Oh, yeah. I had Jude and Tommy's little look in the studio. It's in the beginning where SME are waiting to go in and Tommy and Jude have that little moment.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they don't say anything. They just have a little look.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, no, now we need to choose one. I guess probably the writing one is more chemistry. Because they're actually, like, working together, so we'll change it to that.
Okay.
What were your what the fuck moments?
Darius office decor. I'm just like, so much gold and tires. I can't deal with it.
It makes so much sense, though.
It does. It makes so much sense, but I'm just like, I can't deal with it. And then Victoria not even telling her daughters that she's getting married that day, and then Victoria only telling Sadie that she got married.
Yeah, you had good ones. I only had two this episode. First one is, why is Sadie so mad? Jude's working with Tommy. I wondered if it's remaining anger from 207 where Jude pushed Tommy in the hot tub and took Sadie's side, and now she's basically doing the opposite.
No.
And why the hell is Sadie buying an espresso machine when they're literally buying takeout coffee at the same time?
Yes.
And just, that was so random to me. I was like, what is happening?
Yes.
Who are your heroes and villains? We probably have the same ones.
So one, you actually had two for each. I had SME as a hero because I just needed that comic relief. I had to have it in this episode. And then I had Stuart for like swooping in with the house. And then my villains, this one hurt my heart. I had to put down Sadie.
Oh, because of the money.
Yeah. And then Victoria.
Yeah, I had hero Stuart, villain Victoria. Like, no one else is going to be the villain in my eyes this episode. Okay, let's get into our song review for How Strong Do You Think I Am? Like I said before, I think it's the best season 2 performance. And I gave it 9 instant stars out of 10. It's one of my favorite songs.
I gave it 9 too. So.
I also love, like, obviously, every performance of the show, we don't get the full song. Like, it's always cut down. But I really like how they cut the song down for this performance. And just the visuals of it as well. Like, the song itself is incredible.
Yes. I think it's probably my favorite song of season 2.
Yeah, there's actually quite a lot of songs I skip in season 2, but this is one of my top.
I know for a long time, because I set my daily alarm on my phone, and the type of phone I have, you can have a song play. And every couple of months, I'll change the song, because if not, you know, you get so used to hearing the same one, and you sleep through it. But I always go back to How Strong Do You Think I Am.
Yeah, it's such a good song. So powerful. And I love how in the performance they start out with just Jude and the guitar, and then the rest of the music kicks in.
So.
Okay, did you have anything for pop culture?
I did not.
I only had 2. They're getting less and less, but that's okay. The episode title, Mother's Little Helper, is a song by the Rolling Stones, which I didn't know. Don't know much about the Rolling Stones, to be honest. And then Liam says, thanks to your channeling of Miss Monroe, obviously, he's talking about Marilyn Monroe.
Yes.
Circa the Actors Studio, and she was part of the Actors Studio in the 1950s. So,
okay. There you go.
What was your favorite quote?
That's not the prank king style.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Mine was the song that Speed sings about Tommy. Like, King Quest
was
the best.
That's a great one.
So good.
Like, yes.
I replayed that scene maybe like 4 times because.
Yes.
Oh, the song is so good.
Yes. Again, it should have been on the soundtrack.
It should. What was your hashtag iconic?
Jude and Sadie's last conversation.
Oh, yeah. That's
about cool. Finding the letter.
That's
not cool. So much about the part where Sadie came clean, which is important, but where Jude is confiding in Sadie about, you know, their mom leaving and finding the letter and how she feels about it.
Yeah, I like how, even though Jude never resolves things with her mom, Sadie and her will always kind of make up and come back to each other, which is nice.
Yeah.
I had Tommy's prank on SME, because that whole thing.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, let's spin the wheel for most likely to. Who is most likely to abandon their room because of spiders? Me.
Me.
Jamie.
I was gonna say Jamie or Tommy.
I can see Tommy having this like inherent fear of spiders.
Yes.
Oh, love it. How many instant stars do you rate this episode out of 10?
I gave it 9.
Ooh, I was harsh and I gave it 8. Just because the next few are some of my favorites. And I just feel like I can't give every episode a 9 or a 10. So I gave it 8.
Yes.
Yeah, that was episode 211. I, hand on heart, love this episode so much.
Yes.
Ah, so good. Well, that was our recap this week. We will be back. We'll be back next week. I promise we're going to try and do weekly episodes again. We'll be back next week with probably my favorite episode of season 2, 212. But thanks for listening, as always, and we will see you next week.
Bye!
Bye! Thank you for listening to The Breakdown, an Instant Star Rewatch podcast. The Breakdown was produced by me, Chloe, and Neon Network Production. Make sure to follow us on Instagram and Twitter, and listen to all episodes of The Breakdown on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. See you next time!